Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go.
Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim Collins aboard the Eustace T, a squat, powerful tugboat, also known as Engine 210, the fire department's new auxiliary fireboat, engaged at this moment in combat with a waterfront fire that threatens to sweep into the heart of the city. But before we join Engine 210, here's something you should know. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the waterfront where the fireboat known as Engine 210 is lashed to the burning grain ship, the Lazy Jane. Smoke, thick as fog, hangs over the whole district. And in the pilot house of Engine 210, which is equipped with shortwave radio, Chief Cody has set up his post of command. He calls an order to Tim Collins.
Collins?
Yes, sir.
Get me the captain of this boat.
Right, Chief. He's out on deck.
Engine 210. Engine 210, this is Chief Cody.
Circuit is completed, Chief. We can now receive reports from all battalion chiefs. Reports are coming in from the scene of the fire.
Good. What do you hear?
Battalion Chief 3 reports fire on the burning ship is under control. Fire in the deck house has been knocked down.
Right. And the fire in the hold. Does he want more water poured into the ship to drown the fire in the hold?
No, sir. Engine 210 can stop pumping.
Right.
Any orders, Chief, for Battalion 3?
Here's Captain Jumper, Cody. Oh,
that smoke. Curry, my dear, I never swallowed nothing like it.
Engine 210. Are you there, Engine 210?
Hold it, dispatcher. Fire department, stand by.
Fire department, standing by.
Jekyll?
That's me.
Captain, order your men to shut off the water. Stop pumping. The fire in the hold of the grain ship is under control.
We must have turned that grain to mush. All the tons of water...
Uncouple all hoses from the outlet here on the fireboat, Captain. We're going to cut loose from the Lazy Jane and pull out into the stream.
Aye, aye, Chief. And then?
Report back to me. Collins, you stand by, I want you.
Standing by, sir.
Well, it won't take but a matter of minutes, Chief. Be right back.
Fire department. Fire department standing by.
Engine 210 to fire department.
Come in, Chief.
Orders for Battalion 3. Have engines 209 and 207 stand by in case the fire on the Lazy Jane flares up again.
Engines 207 and 209. Gotcha, Chief.
Send men into the hold to overhaul. But lower them on lifelines. Repeat, use lifelines. That grain has turned to mush.
Gotcha, Chief Cody. Any more?
Orders for Battalion 2 and Battalion 4.
Orders for chiefs of 2 and 4.
Pull all men and equipment away from the shed on the pier. But warn them to stand by. They'll be called to close in fast.
Gotcha, Chief Cody. Any more?
That is all. Signing off.
Fire department, signing off.
Now, that wooden shed, Collins.
Yes, sir.
I can't spare engines to knock down that blaze. They're needed to protect the grain loading and storage here on Pier 14.
Yes, sir, but Chief, the wind is picking up great pieces of flame, throwing them right into the buildings across the square.
That square out front. I've ordered it cleared. Now, my plan...
We're getting underway, Chief.
Good. Collins, get up forward in the bow of the boat.
Yes, sir, up by the big deck pipe, Chief. Big Bertha?
Yeah. Now, get that pipe ready for action. We'll knock that shed right into the square, flames and all.
As the tugboat casts off from the Lazy Jane, Captain Jekyll eases her upstream to a point near the great wooden shed, whose roof is a tangle of raw flame whipped by the wind. Tim Collins prepares the big forward pipe to throw a solid stream of water, and Chief Cody turns again to the shortwave radio in the pilot house.
210, engine 210, calling the fire department.
Fire department standing by. Any orders, 210?
Let me know as soon as that square has been evacuated. Then warn all battalion chiefs. We're going to knock that shed flat into the square. Warn all companies to be ready to close in.
Hold it, Chief. Battalion 4 reports. Here it is, Chief. All clear in the square. Go to it. Good luck.
Here we go. 210 signing off.
Leaving the pilot house of the fireboat, Chief Cody hastens to join Tim Collins, crouching over the big shining nozzle of the deck pipe.
Ready here, sir. Chuckles' engineer will give us full volume when you say the word.
Here's hoping it works.
The stream from this pipe can smash a brick wall.
If it can rip the roof off that shed, we'll have only a bonfire in the square on our hands.
Yes, sir, instead of a conflagration leading right into the city.
Right.
How's that look for elevation?
Well, we won't know until we cut loose of the water.
Yes, sir.
All right, let her go.
Yes, sir. Water! Give us water!
More! Give us more pressure!
More! Give us all you got!
Oh! Great blazing blisters! That stream, it's a battering ram! All right, swing to the left!
Yes, sir!
Left!
Yes, sir!
Now, send that water against the eaves of that roof!
Oh, help me, Swinger Chief!
All right! That roof is tearing. We're ripping it off.
Yes, sir. Swing the stream along the eaves.
We're tearing it up like paper.
Yes, sir.
Now, steady, steady. There she goes.
Oh, yeah. There goes the whole roof.
Oh, we did it, Collins. We did it.
Yes, sir.
We knocked the roof clear off that shed. Now the shore companies can close in and smother what's left
of
it.
Yes, sir. Shall we shut down now, Chief?
We've done our job, Collins. You can shut down the stream.
Yes, sir. Cut off the water. That's all. Please give us.
An hour later, the auxiliary fireboat, Engine 210, lying in midstream off Pier 14, has completed picking up all equipment and is once more the Eustace T, flagboat of the Tennecombe Towboat Company's fleet of tugs. Except that Captain Juckle has one important duty to perform as he joins Chief Cody and Tim Collins in the pilot house.
Well, I guess that's that, Chief. Got them hose racked up to dry. All the soot and smoke smooches is wiped off. Yeah, that crew of mine, they're shining up the bright work.
Well then, Captain, what next?
What next? Well, I'd be dangled from a tow line if I could think what next.
Collins?
Yes, sir?
Collins, I was going to compliment you on the way you've trained Captain Juckle and his crew.
Oh, now, Chief Collins, why, he's okay. He's done fine by us guys.
Yeah, but he seems to have forgotten something.
He's kidding you, Captain.
But look, my thick head,
Look, Captain, you answered an alarm, didn't you?
Yeah.
You rolled to the fire, you followed orders until we called you back to quarters.
That's right.
And just like a fire company ashore, you've made ready for the next alarm.
Sure, I get it. Now I say hello to the squawk box.
Squawk box? What's that?
He means the two-way radio.
Just listen to this. 210, engine 210, calling fire department.
Fire department, come in, 210.
Engine 210, back in service. All shined up in ship shape.
210, back in service. Okay, 210. And congratulations.
What's that you said?
Congratulations. All the boys are proud of you, 210.
Oh, hey, quit kidding. We ain't no firemen. We just run the boat.
You run it okay. Fire department signing off.
So long. I mean, signing off. Hey, did you hear what the guy said? Proud of old 210. This old tub.
Well, I'd have said it myself if he hadn't.
Gory mighty. Proud of us guys.
Oh, nobody's kidding you, Juckle. And as long as engine 210 is in service, you and your boys will be aces high with the whole fire department.
And now that his tour of duty with Captain Juckle and engine 210 is completed, Tim Collins can look forward to returning to his own company. But as he stands on the dock taking his leave of Chief Cody, the chief says...
Collins, you going home now?
Yes, sir. I'll report back to Company 209 in the morning.
Right. And when you see your mother, just tell her it can be arranged, will you?
Sir? What can be arranged?
Oh, just something she phoned me about.
She phoned you, Chief, today?
She did.
Well, about what, sir?
Now, don't put me through the third degree, Collins. You'll hear all about it when you get home. Good night now. I'm on my way back to headquarters.
Good night, Chief Cody. Good night, sir. Oh, but good grief. Now what are the Collinses up to?
And when the Collinses are up to something, it could be anything. Tim, puzzled as to why his mother phoned the chief and as to why the chief gave him that cryptic message to carry home, the message that says, It can be arranged. Well, Tim wastes no time as he hastens home to find out what it's all about. Don't miss Tim's homecoming in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, asking for a little help. You see, there have been a lot of fires caused by electric irons. A mighty useful thing, the electric flat iron is, but it can be dangerous like everything else if you're not careful. So I wish you'd check up. Be sure nobody you know ever sets an electric iron down and leaves it turned on when not in use. Now, the safest way is to pull the cord out of the wall plug, and then you know that electric iron can't get into mischief. So just pass the word to be careful. And so long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.